Award-winning singer, actress, producer, and can I say style icon, Ledisi is coming to the Hard Rock Live Casino in Rockford on November 15th. But we have the pleasure of speaking with her today. Ledisi, welcome to Illinois Soul.
Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it.
I understand you're talking with us from Europe. How is that going?
Oh, it's amazing. Right now I'm in Sweden, and tomorrow I'll be singing for Nina, for my For Nina project. I have one day where I have to sing a tribute to the great Nina Simone from my Ledisi Sings Nina project.
And we're speaking with you weeks after your release of For Dinah. Why did you pay tribute to Dinah Washington in this way?
Oh, I think it's a must. I've been wanting to tribute her before I did the Ledisi Sings Nina project, but I had to wait. And Christian McBride, my beautiful, amazing producer, and my longtime producer, Rex Rideout, and I all got together and created, from 30 songs, decided to choose these 8 songs and make it possible. And here we are. For Dinah is here, and I'm very proud of it. We've been performing some of the songs, even within my celebration of the crown and my other works here over in Europe, and the response has been great. And I did a small tour of For Dinah the first week, October 3rd, for a full week of shows in different areas. And that was amazing. So it's getting great response. I'm very proud of it. Elton John loves it. He called and let me know how much he loves it and played it on his show. So I'm very, very happy.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers. Where there used to be rain, my yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, Lord, what a difference a day made.
I was watching you on a Facebook video talk about Dinah's phrasing in her singing. Can you tell me about that technique and perfecting it?
Oh, yes. You know, she had it. Her church background, her spiciness, her sassiness is all throughout her phrasing and how she bends notes and give them presence and meaning. It could be a word and it's just a why, or a or a added explanation point would be in a sound she'd make. Well, her first notes would always, and that's where why I love Aretha Franklin so much, her first line to every song would be very clear and pronounced. You know, what a difference, you get it right away. Same with Aretha. Looking out, you know, the same phrasing. Nancy Wilson, all the greats, always your entrance, how you begin a song is very important. So those things about Dinah, I love, and the sass that comes along with her the attitude behind all the diction, of how she used the usage of her words. It's just brilliant. And hard to do vocally.
I bet. You've even worn a little bit of her hairstyle, I've seen in a few videos. Why was that important?
Imagery is everything. It lets you know it's the separation between myself and who I'm honoring, you know, that I'm very detailed oriented in expressing that visually to let you know this is something different from Ledisi, but it's still me, you know? I just wanted people to see that Dinah can be relevant in this era as well through me. And I, through her, just being able to showcase her love, her phrasing and her Dinahisms, that's what I call them, through this generation. It's so fun. And why not? Why not?
Lord, this bitter earth can be so cold. Today you're young, too soon you're old. But while a voice within me cries, I'm sure someone may answer my call. And this bitter may not be so bitter at all.
When you come to Rockford in mid-November, are you going to be performing from this project or from your whole catalog?
I'm definitely going to be performing from The Crown, but in between that, I do a lot of my legacy work. And so I will definitely do a Dinah song or two. Depends on what we can squeeze in.
People keep asking about this glow I seem to have, because I'm just not the same.
We're talking with Letticy, and many of your fans here in Central Illinois remember your electric performance at the Granite Center for the Performing Arts in Champaign in April 2023. What does it feel like when you're performing Pieces of Me or I Blame You and the crowd is singing along and knows every note and word?
Anytime an audience sings along, it means they know the song. It means they want to know the song. It means togetherness and audience participation. It means we're all on one accord on how we feel about something. That feels good anywhere that everyone is in agreement of a feeling, and it's a universal language is music. It's so awesome. It's the best feeling in the world to write a song and hear it sung back to you by so many different people. Beautiful. It never gets old. Never, ever.
I was also impressed with all the personal stories you told as you were, singing. It was very emotional. Is that something that you've always crafted or saw that from other singers and kind of related as you're singing in a concert?
I love when people see themselves in their artists that they like. It makes them feel relatable and it makes them feel not alone. So definitely personality and personal stories add to the storytelling. And why not? You know, and I think watching Patty and, you know, other performers tell the backstories of some of the songs and the why of the genre they chose It gives you more depth. I love it.
You started out the year on an international stage performing Lift Every Voice and Sing at the Superdome in New Orleans. How was that experience?
Amazing. Going back home, going back to my origin, which is New Orleans, where I'm from originally, it was a full circle moment and on the biggest stage of the world. I mean, duh. What? I didn't have that on my bingo card or my wish list at all. And I did want New Orleans to know I belong to you too. Because everyone thinks I'm just from Oakland, California, but I'm from both places. And New Orleans was the start. And so that, what a big way to say, hey, you're like us, you're from us. And here we are, NOLA Bay, NOLA Bay Area, all together.
Were you nervous? Were you just like, you know what? I've got this, and not even thinking about the nerves.
Oh no, I'm nervous. I'm always nervous, whether it be three people, I'm nervous. But I know that I have a job to do. I know I have a calling and a purpose, and I must execute this story or this moment. I'm built for this. You know, I was born for this moment. So don't mess it up. That's all I kept thinking. Don't mess it up. You have work to do. This is why you're called to do this. And it was everything and more than I imagined. I'm so grateful for it.
And what inspires you as far as music or movies? You know, is there anything else that you're working on right now?
Right now I'm working on a book for educational purposes for performance. And I'm looking forward to being able to disclose that more. I'm also, like I said, getting ready for this tour, another tour. I'm still on this tour in Europe, but I'm headed into the tour for The Crown. And also looking forward to singing more for Dinah next year. That'll be my main focus, and maybe recording at the end of the year. I don't know. I'm going to slow down on the recording for a minute. I did two albums in 1 year. I think I deserve a little break. And then I'm just going to see what else is next for me, writing wise or producing wise. I don't know. But right now I'm having fun singing all this great music that I created with some great people. And just looking forward to more.
Fantastic.
Whatever that may be.
We've been talking with Lettucey, who is coming to the Hard Rock Live Casino in Rockford on November 15th. Thank you so much for joining us here on Illinois Soul.
No, thank you for making time for me. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm.